fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 20th day of September, year of our Lord 2022. We're happy to have with us Deputy Hendricks to do the Pledge of Allegiance with us this morning. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Well, any progress on your homework assignment, sir?
Locally, things are more or less where they have been since that I've shared with you, with some funerals and local newspapers you've talked about, both for your area, and same is true for down here. Personally, on a personal note, we have a niece in the Philippines that's 24 years old, John.
Yes.
And after getting a clot shot, she had an
spontaneous
miscarriage.
Abortion. Yep.
Yeah, right. Yep. And also, she had a double whammy. She lost her 2-year-old toddler after they made her get the shot. So
her 2-year-old child died?
Yes.
Oh, my.
So she had a double whammy there on that, so. That's a person, you know, on the personal side.
Well, this young lady needs some really a lot of prayer because that's absolutely devastating. That is absolutely devastating.
But you know, that's going on all over.
I know.
That's personal. That's personal. So well, anyway.
Right. Well, anyway, God bless her and your family for what you're going through there. Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I'd like to say that. You can't beat the Terror Rolls. I know Leon's going to talk about that here in a little bit, but I really like that On Guard Plus. It's really good with a lot of different things that can, you know, with the weather changing like this, sometimes my sinuses get to go, and that On Guard Plus really helps with that.
There we go.
I just want to throw that out there about the Terror Essential Oils and everything. And of course, I'm using my Amazon oil. I'm fixing to make my first oil change in my tractor, so. I'll be using
Amazon.
Right. So anyway, between those two holes, you kind of got everything covered.
Well,
y'all have a great day, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you, Hendricks. We appreciate it. All right, the prepper tip of the day, food, food, food. We're at a point where any food you buy now will be more valuable within a few weeks, probably, the way prices are going up. So you want to buy food? You want to buy regular canned and dry food? You want to buy frozen food? Maybe not all that much, but get some. Freeze-dried food, of course. We'll be talking more about that later in the week. And learn how to grow your own food. With the changes in the sun, the intensity of the sun, and the ultraviolet, it's good to have a greenhouse as well. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, one of the most, probably the most advanced prepper I've ever known. I've known a lot the past half century. Man about town and a prepper extraordinaire. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. Thank you very much for the kind compliments. And I am, this weekend, I was a man about the forest. A friend of ours, you know, Steve, he and I went out for overnight. And so we just went for a quick check our stuff because we might be using it soon. So we went strapped and we did a walkabout. So I had a lot of fun and we camped out, did a lean-to and, you know, found things that I can work on. And so it was a lot of fun. And, you know, he doesn't have any nods. So it was kind of interesting to see. He was like, you want to go ahead of me so I can see, even though there was, you know, it was not much moonlight. It was still difficult to walk through the trees and, you know, without the lights. And so, and then at the very end, he just gave up and he said, okay, here, I'm going to turn the lights on because it's hard for me to see.
Right.
So he sees the imperative of having it, but, you know, sometimes people buy it.
You don't have tiger eyes sewn on the back of your hat, of your bush hat?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's tell people what tiger eyes are, first of all. That would be, it would help. These, typically, they're sewn into the elastic strap that goes on a helmet. They could be on the cloth cover itself. It's a special type of material that charges up during the daytime to release light at night so that you can see the guy in front of you. He'll have him on the back of his hat or his helmet. And as you're walking through the bush, you can keep track of where the guy is in front of you a lot more easily, can't you?
Absolutely.
So I'm sure I haven't looked, but these most likely are available on Amazon. I'll do a quick check here. Well, Leon, we're into some of the best weather of the year here, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, even though yesterday was quite warm, I'm almost finished with the you know, the infrastructure on the new chicken tractor. Then this one's 25 feet long by 9 feet, you know, it's a hoop house. And so I'm doing all the nuances before I put in the roofing. And so it was like 93 degrees, 97 degrees, and quite humid yesterday. I was like, wow, I thought we were done with that. But it's supposed to be another 97 today. So I got work to do. But I also, on Friday, I actually found one of the culprits. I captured one of the raccoons. And then 2 days later, yesterday, I got a possum. So they killed 5 of the chickens, you know, over the last 4 months. And so it's like, okay, you know, and I sent out emails or texts to friends, and they were like, it's one life or another. I said, no, they took 2,000 eggs from me and our group and the little kids that are going to be here. And I was like, you know, when you need protein, you can't use the excuse of, oh, you know, and I love all of God's creations, but we can't just have them coming in. It's just like four-legged predators and two-legged predators. If they come in and steal your food, you're still the person that's out of luck. Hey, it's one thing when you want to give them the food. It's another thing when they steal the food.
Absolutely. Well, a quick search here on Amazon is not showing tiger eyes as I know them on Amazon. But most military surplus stores are going to have those, aren't they?
Yes. Absolutely. And you're right. Amazon is...
They call them cat eyes. Here we go. They don't call them... we always call them tiger eyes, but cat eyes. So here we go. $10.
No, it makes sense.
Tactical helmet band. Okay. Cat eye. Okay. That solves that. It's $10 delivered if you got Amazon Prime. So yeah, that's a simple piece of equipment, but it requires no batteries, no maintenance. If you get mud on it, clean it off. That's basically it, right?
Yes, sir. And then last night at about 11 o'clock, somebody gives me a call, you know, from Denver, and you know she's been dragging on getting started with the, you know, with you know preparedness, and
right.
she was from my old church, and she called me with a mother who's you know just turned 90 years old, and she said, you know, thanks for sending me all the information, and I said, you know, that's good, but what have you done? I said, you know. So we talked, and they had lots of questions, and like, and then she talked about one of her friends who wanted me to talk or come back to Denver that talked to all these ladies, and she said, no, this lady lives in fear. And I said, you know, we're not given, you know, in the Bible it says we're not given a spirit of fear, and so, but of love and power and a sound mind. And I told her, I said, you know, if this lady doesn't want to share the information with the other people, then you need to replace her. It's just as bad as Bumbling Joe. If he's not going to be a great leader for America, we need to replace him. Right now we're going downhill, and so I talked about it, about all the things, and we talked about the original preppers in the Bible, Noah and Joseph, and then we talked about those stories. And so, you know, and then she said, you know, I have all my money in the bank, or her mother does, right? And I said, you know, if the bank fails and you have 100% of it, you have nothing. You are just as broke as a pauper on the street. And then I said, you know, go get a good percentage. Go to the bank and be adamant, saying, I want to get, you know, they say you have $100,000. I want $20,000 in cash now. And they're going to ask you, are you under duress? And I heard Mike Adams on naturalnews.com talk about all these people who are trying to buy precious metals getting pushback from people. And I said, and I told her about the SARS report. And I said, you don't really care about that. If you need food and water and electricity and gas and propane and all the other things that you need for security in a grid down scenario, then you need to get started now. So we talked about that, and you know, and I said, well, go get, say you get $20,000 out and you get everything that you need, you know, before the election, then at least you have it. And if you lose the other $80,000, then you realize that you made a big mistake. But if you left all 100 in there and you lose it all, then you're completely broke. So, and then you see some of the retarded rule laws that are coming out in January in Illinois. Absolutely. They call it the Safety Act. You've seen it, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, yes. Being released without bail for crimes up to and including second-degree murder. Yes. Talk about, you know, the criminals will be celebrating this, won't they?
Oh, yes. I guarantee you they're texting each other. We've been talking about it, initiations, and it's like, hey, we don't have to worry about it. We'll be right back out. So, you know, they're going to, initially, they'll be in the big cities, right? But then as people, and then you're talking about the organized retail crime, crimes that are occurring. He called it the orcs, in which now they're doing flash mobs, but they are organized, and they're coming into to big companies, retail establishments, and stealing everything. It's just like a locust. And then he said they're going to go through all the big ones, Walmart, Target. They're going to start closing them down. And then they'll go to a Dollar Tree. And then who's the next set of people to hit? It's going to be homes, subdivisions. And these are going to go after the wealthier ones. They're not going after the trailer trash first. And so if people think that I'm okay, and they live in California or they live in New York, it's just going to continue to progress. As we spoke, it was funny that she said, oh, they're doing rolling blackouts in Aurora, where my son lives, and in another city in Denver. And I was like, wow, I never heard about that. And so, you know, it got her attention. And I said, remember how when they had the power outage in Texas, how everybody went dark? And it was a week to a couple months before they had water and some pipes burst. So what happens is that's coming here, but it's going to be more prominent. And even the White House said, there's going to be rolling blackouts and there'll be food shortages. That's just like a soft landing they're trying to tell us about now.
Right, right. Going back for a moment to the cat eyes, they're also called a tactical helmet strap. They're on Amazon here for $6.88, delivered if you got if you have Amazon Prime. A very basic, simple piece of equipment, but everybody on the team should have these. So when you're walking through the bush at night, you can keep track of each other, shouldn't you?
Correct, and you know, even if you. For people who are like, well, I can't afford a set of nods. There are inexpensive thermals that you can use. It's not going to be anywhere close to a PBS 14 or in that IRA that I got from our friend Sam Andrews. But having the ability to be able to see it at night and in the dark. And what's good about thermals is they work 24/7. You can use them in the daytime. Please use them like if they're chasing vehicles. And you can, when I say you can chase a vehicle, they go to a parking lot, jump out of the car or hide in the car, you can still see the car that's super hot, and brakes that are, you know, boiling hot. And so, you know, I've taken, and in fact, I brought it to one of our meetups and showed people how effective they are. And you can use it for lost and found. If a child is lost or a lamb or a sheep has got out of the paddock and you have to find it, and you know, in a rainstorm or snowstorm, you can find them because of the heat. So, and it's because of the heat differential. So, there's so many benefits of having that. So, and we're not talking about spending tons of money on it, but if you have no way to see in the dark, there's an adage in the preparedness. The one-eyed mind is king in the land of the blind. So if you can't see at night, you are definitely exposed to predators. I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Yes. Well, Leon, we talk a lot about preparedness when we do our hour. We talk about how to incorporate Needleterra oils into your life to help with your daily life as well as preparedness. You know, the past more than 2.5 years, we've had more focus on health than any time in my lifetime I've ever seen. And we need to remind people, we don't do this frequently enough, that these expensive, dangerous pharmaceutical products frequently can be substituted with the doTERRA oils, which are healthy and can't possibly hurt you, can they?
Absolutely. And so, and maybe you should qualify this. You know, when it comes to, you know, when they say about side effects, there are oils that are so powerful, like oregano. You can only use it for 7 to 10 days, at least doTERRA's oils. There's other ones that are that are not anywhere as effective or potent, but you can only use them 7 to 10 days because you are killing so many parasites. And when I say the word parasites, most Americans say, oh, no, we're a clean country. We have clean water. That's not the case. And so 95% of Americans have parasites, and the vast majority of them are microscopic. You won't see them. But if you eat pork and uncooked meats, you live on a farm, and the likelihood of you having parasites is much higher. So there's tapeworms, there's flukeworms. We saw a pool that had leeches in it. And so when you have these parasites, yeah, they're sucking out the blood and they're getting the juices from the host, which is you or the chickens or the cows and the pigs. So oregano is very powerful. So when they say you can only use it for 10 days, you have to stop because then it'll kill off so many of the parasites that now that these dead bodies and all their toxins are floating through your system, you have malaise and you may have diarrhea. So when you take any kind of like a colon cleanse, a liver cleanse, a kidney cleanse, yeah, you have to drink lots of water and do a lot of movement, just walking, massages, because those lymphocytes or the lymph nodes and lymph glands that's the only system we have that doesn't have a pump. So it will purge all that toxin.
That's good to know. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffee and oat, and there I'm not. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 20th of September. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. You want to get started using the oils every day like Leon and I do, like Deputy Hendricks does? Well, here's what you do. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down under products to the doTERRA section and do a little shopping. Here's what you're looking for. The largest kit that you can afford without going into debt. We don't encourage people to go into debt. However, if you feel moved to do so, PayPal will finance that for 6 months at no interest. It's a pretty good deal. That's number one. Number two, get yourself two different editions of the same book. You want the 5th edition and the 13th edition just published this month of the book with a simple title, Modern Essentials. Here's why. The 5th edition says things that the Food and Death Administration no longer allows us to say. The 13th edition has all the latest oils, so you will need both. Last but not least, if you're really in a hurry, you don't want to take time to wait for the book to get there, you'd like to start a home-based business to help your family, your friends, your neighbors, co-workers, people to go to church with, get the high-quality oils. then you want to talk to Leon Green about starting a home-based business. What's that phone number, Leon?
495-2188. Mountain Time.
Say again, please. You got to cut off at the beginning.
Yes, 303-495-2188.
Roger that. And it's real simple. We had an unsolicited a report from Deputy Hendricks this morning about how he uses the oils himself. People that use these oils, they found out very quickly that they do what we claim they do, don't they, Leon?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a friend from a group, and he remember he dealt with the brown recluse bite, and he procrastinated in using him. His leg started continue to get worse and worse, and then he contacted me, and I said, send me a picture of it, please. I said, are you using it? He said, no, I haven't done it. I'm like, what good is having it and not using it? It's like having knowledge and not applying it. It's not knowledge. It's only information if you don't apply it. So he used that, his problem is gone. And then he also had shingles, and so he's dealing with that. And shingles right now is going through the roof because of the impact of all these vaccinations. Shingles,
right.
It's a virus that stresses out the body, or stress causes it to reactivate. So it's in your body. It just comes back. It's herpes zoster virus. And so, people use them, and they see the benefits, and then they kick themselves saying, why did I take so long to use them? I'm like, I don't know. It's like exercise and eating well and other things. It's like, it's not very difficult. It takes 3 seconds in the morning to take the oils you want or need, and then you're off. It's really fast. And you have a book. You can get a book. Like, you talk about Modern Essentials all the time. The 5th edition, now it's the 14th. It's not available yet. I checked on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But, yeah, it's just, you know, remember, we just had the convention last week. And so some people are still flying back from Salt Lake City. There's a bunch of new oils. We'll talk about them maybe next week and thereafter. And so, I did not attend because of the fact that, right now, the importance of me getting my chicken stuff together and all the further prep. So I just got the virtual pass so I can watch the information live, and I can also, you know, share it with my team. So, it is imperative that you not only learn about the oils and acquire them, but actually use them. I mean, I know many people, and that's one thing notorious about preppers. They buy a lot of stuff and stick it in a box, stick it in a room, and never bring it up. So batteries die and decay inside some of these machines, and then like, it doesn't work. Well, what good is having night vision if your batteries kill your NVGs? And after taking a class with a company out in California, this guy said he lent his battery, his nods to somebody, and they left it in there during a hunting trip. And he ended up losing $3,000. He had to send it back. So he's without his own night vision because someone didn't take it out. So, yeah, you talk about the batteries all the time and removing them, but most people, you know, they'll buy a lot of things, and they don't even get around to installing them or trying them. So remember you talked about Pulse Tech last week? Well, I'm ordering the SC2 today. I'm going to go in there. There's only two left with the company, and I got a substantial discount, and I'm going to order it and overnight the money so I can have it, so we can recoup all these batteries you have, plus any of the batteries that people need. And for barter in the future, that would be very effective when people say, I have a dead car and I can't afford a battery, and they don't make it anymore because they shut down the supply chain. So, you know, that's something I'll have the ability to do. And it's not really for barter. My goal is to be able to make sure all of our vehicles, RV, deuce and a half, motorcycles, all have power, period.
Outstanding. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I have a new section, a new panel. We just started this a couple of days ago for humor. It's only got one listing right now. We will be adding to it. This first one is a very professionally shot video, not amateurish, but very professionally shot video titled Californians Adjust to New Life in Texas. It is really funny. And I want to thank the lady who sent that to me. And we'll be adding to it. Anything that I find humorous enough to be listed there, we will certainly put it there. Memes and videos both. Right next to that, of course, Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell was stopped at a Hardee's hamburger place by the FBI. Confronted by them, they showed him a subpoena to get his cell phone. After talking to his attorney, he reluctantly turned over his cell phone, which he uses, or did use, to run his five different businesses. You want to help out, Mike? Do a little shopping there at MyPillow and save up to 66% with the coupon code JRLIBERTY. Last but not least, it's going to be winter before you know it. Liberated Rocket Heaters is the way to go. You want to be warm, be cozy, and save money. Check out the Liberated Rocket Heaters. We actually have them in stock ready for immediate shipment. This time last year, we were running at least 3 months behind on back orders. We've increased capacity. Our new factory has the equipment we need. We have the new employees, the metal workers, and the Liberated Rocketeers are in stock, ready for immediate shipment at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Leon Green, we're talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA oils into your life can help you achieve your goals. And Leon, getting back to the pharmaceutical medicine situation, this can be a very dangerous thing. If you're taking blood pressure medication, for example, some of these things that help people maintain their health with these dangerous, expensive drugs, you need to have the advice of a qualified medical professional. You start messing around with things like this, don't you, sir?
Yes, sir, and I concur. And that's when I ask people, you know, when people have issues, the first thing I ask is, do you already have a professional medical practitioner who's already diagnosed with your issue? Have you had any objective tests that you can have? But I can't believe the number of people who do not have competent doctors and medics because of the fact that just what I've seen in the last 10 years, you know, working with doTERRA and the things, and listening to the Mike Adams and watching these doctors he has on these webinars, and they ask him, you know, have you done your D3 test, your vitamin D test? And they just flippantly say, oh, yeah, we did. And they found out that he was never tested. His numbers, I think his numbers were 5 when it should be 55 for people with cancer. And then he just brought it to his attention how incompetent or lazy the doctors are. These are the same ones that are probably in the pocket of Pfizer and all the other dirtbag industries, because you know if you have a healthy, functional patient, they don't have to see you. And it's like you and I always talk about, you haven't been to the doctor in X number of years. So you know, in how many years? Decades. And so we're not saying don't go there, but you have to also test your doctor. Just because he's the closest one to you or he's a friend of the family, if they don't know what they're doing and they aren't, and they don't have good bedside manners and they do everything that's available, then you need to find someone else. Just like a car mechanic, you find the best you can find. And I think some people find just the cheapest or whatever my insurance will pay for. Well, yeah, it's like the military. They get the lowest bidder. So obviously you're not going to get, in many cases, the highest quality. I mean, you see the F-35 can't fly in the rain. And so if you let incompetent doctors and nurses take care of your medical, you can see what's happened just in the last 3 years of number of fatalities, and it's just going to explode as time goes because of all the issues attached to these false vaccines.
All right. Well, I use the oils every day. I have these two diffusers, the high quality ones that are, I regard them more as an industrial grade diffusers. And I have one in my main house and one in my guest house, going 24/7 with the On Guard. The guest house had some issues with mold when I bought this place. It no longer has mold issues. It's 900 square feet, and I don't keep it heated and air conditioned because it's I'm rarely up there. But the humidity in South Central Missouri, combined with the heat, would lead to mold issues pretty quickly if it wasn't for the On Guard. And I'm very grateful that the On Guard can keep the place mold free at almost no cost. The cost of a bottle of On Guard, one bottle with the diffuser, typically lasts about a month or so. And that's a very inexpensive way to fight the mold. And of course, it's a very pleasant scent as well. So I get a double whammy there, don't I, Leon?
Yes, sir. Maybe I should bring this to your attention. I don't know if you know about this. You know, I also have that industrial grade diffuser. And you can, and when I talked to the engineers 9 years ago and I was buying them, you know, in mass, for the Fitzsimmons VA residents in Aurora, Colorado. They ended up buying 18 of them because they had 850 people in their location. So when I asked the guy, I said, "How can you maximize the length of time?" So he said, "Have it on for five, have it powered on for 5 minutes, and turn it off for 20 minutes because this one diffuses so small. It has a, it's in essence, nanometer diaphragm that allows you to have such diffusion that there's no mist, and this does not use water. Most people are used to the water-based ones. This one will vibrate, and it will diffuse it. So if you have it on for 5 minutes and off for 20 minutes, I'm looking at a bottle I've had for in my room for the last 3 months. So that bottle will last a very long time if you have it in those parameters. So you can adjust how long it's on, how long it's off, and the volume. So, you know,
Well, that's exactly what I do, Leon. That's exactly what I do. The on-off feature is one of the things that makes this particular diffuser so efficient and so effective, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's move on from there. Getting an inventory of these oils in stock is a smart thing to do. Once you've got them, you've got them. Right now, everything works. The internet works. You can go to my website. You can place your order. UPS, the Postal Service, FedEx are all making deliveries. Credit cards work. Everything works quite well and quite normally. So right now, on the 20th day of September 2022, you can get all the oils you want and get them in inventory. As long as they're kept in a cool, dark, dry area, they will last indefinitely for centuries, won't they?
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, we're going to talk about the oil of the day. And right now I have a bottle of ginger. And we spoke about this, about cancer and how beneficial it is. And so, yes, they are, as long as they're cool, dark, and dry, they will last indefinitely. And so that's crucial that you do that. And, you know, if you're going to cache or cache, you know, items away for a grid down scenario and emergencies, you know, you can stick those in there with them, with your, you know, medical gear, if you have any ammo, whatever you're sticking away, knives. So, you know, you bury it, make sure it's waterproof, and you're good to go. So, many people will do they'll get the small version of the fifth edition, and you can stick that in there too. So you have the ability to use the oils and apply them. And even if somebody who, you know, if you have somebody dig it up and you say, "Hey, this is where it's at," they can actually start using the oils immediately. So if they have an infection, they can do it. They dig up the item and then they open the bottle and they read the book and they can use it, and that takes all of a matter of, you know, 10 minutes. Whereas somebody who's sick and there's no medical aspects and they're infected, yeah, it can get worse. And if you don't have any modern medicines, yeah, during the Civil War, more people died from infections than they died from gunshot wounds. So it is important to have these.
Well, at the time, infections, they didn't. They'd go from patient to patient, and actually, it was even worse in hospitals. Doctors would be handling dead bodies moments before working with women about to have babies, and without washing their hands or changing in between. So what was going on during the Civil War as far as hygiene was almost non-existent back then, what we regard as modern hygiene. And that did lead to many, many of the men who died during the Civil War, didn't it?
Yes, sir. And so to be able to use something as simple as an oil for medical issues is very much a godsend. I mean, to have that, those abilities, and to be able to carry it around with you and address a myriad of issues and ailments immediately. And so, you know, it just blows me away that I get calls from people out of the blue saying, "You know, I can't believe how much this has helped me." I'm like, and I listen, and sometimes it's with incredulity that they're saying this, and I'm like, well, you've had them for how many years? And like, I've had them for 8 years. And I said, you just broken them out? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're using them. Better late than never. And at least you have the oils. But for the people who've listened to this our conversations for the last 10 years and they haven't got any oils, you know, they're really going to be for a rude awakening when they find out that, wow, I dragged my feet. And when I talked to that lady last night, she said, she said that she ended up, she said, well, what do you have for money? What are you going to do for cash? I said, you know, gold and silver has never, in world history, has never gone to zero. But paper, all currencies that wasn't backed by gold and silver, 100% of the time has failed. Starting with the first Chinese emperor in 50 BC, when he first coined paper, and they took coinage and they started doing that. Every one of those empires that didn't have gold back failed. And now the same issue now. So I said, you know, use some of that money that you're taking out of the bank and buy junk silver. And we went down the reason of having that. And I said, you know, get the 5 gallon buckets of things of water so you have it. So if you really trust the government to take care of you, look at Flint, Michigan, and the lead poison water. Then look at Jackson, Mississippi, that just happened 2 weeks ago, and they had to come in with $1 billion to fix the problem of deferred maintenance. So the government really doesn't care. They're after themselves and trying to stay in control and power. So you have to be the first responder in your home, and you have to be the medic to have the skills to be able to help people in an emergency situation, whether it's a tornado, a hurricane, earthquake, whatever. You have to have these skills. And people are like, oh, I can always rely on others. I have other people in my group. That's great. But if they aren't with you at that time, then whatever you have is all you have. And that's why it's imperative. And so, yeah, there's so many things. Hey, do you want to do the oil of the day?
Well, let's hear about the oil of the day. We got a break in about 2-3 minutes.
Yes, sir. Ginger. So it's in the botanical family of Gingerbaceae. I think I pronounced it right. Ginger. It's steam distilled from the rhizome, those big roots that you see that you can get in the source. And the common uses are angina, clubfoot, diarrhea, gas and flatulence, indigestion, low libido, morning sickness, nausea, pelvic pain syndrome, rheumatic fever, rheumatoid arthritis, scurvy, vertigo, and vomiting. The way it's commonly applied, it can be applied neat with no dilution or 1-to-1 ratio of that of ginger to 1 drop of carrier oil for children and those with sensitive skin. And you can apply it directly on the point of concern, whether it's a pain issue or reflex points. You can do it aromatically by diffusing or inhaling the aroma directly. And you can take them in capsules. And I use them as flavoring and cooking as well. And so there's lots. It's up to 90% fescoterpenes and monoterpenes. It's also high in the alcohols. It has ketones, which is unusual for most essential oils don't have ketones, and aldehydes. So it's used as an antiseptic, laxative, stimulant, tonic, and for warming. And so... matter of fact, Georgia State University did a study, and I sent this to you like 5 years ago. They found out that ginger oil and its dried derivatives are 10,000 times more effective than chemotherapy is for cancer. And so when people who are dealing with that, and 1 in 2 men in America will have cancer, and 1 in 3 women will have cancer. So something as simple as ginger oil can be used in that capacity when you do it in conjunction with, you know, with your medical practitioner, and you understand all the ramifications. If you just keep eating what you keep eating, you're going to get the same results. So, yeah, ginger is very good, and I use it for cooking. I add the lemongrass, and I'll make the Vietnamese soup called pho, and I ordered a ton of garlic, and I'm going to be getting some ginger, but next year I want to have a bunch of ginger growing and ginkgo biloba and ginseng growing here, as well as garlic and I want to get the bigger garlic. Last year we didn't have as much as I wanted, so we're going to do some changes. But I have like 15 different varieties coming in. I'm going to share with other people that are here, and we're going to increase the variety and diversity so we find which one has worked the best in Missouri. And I'm excited about that. I love garlic and I love ginger.
Absolutely. We got a caller here. We got Carl in Montana. Morning, Carl.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning, Leon and John. Leon, I was going to tell you, just for your garlic's sake, supposedly with the moon, I'll tell you in
hold on. Through the break here, Kyle. We'll be right back.
The DOJ is appealing the decision to appoint a special master in the Trump case. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yes, the Justice Department has appealed the ruling on a special master in the Trump Mar-a-Lago case, saying that the investigation could be irreparably injured by a pause. Really? The DOJ didn't seem bothered by a pause when they waited 3 months before the raid. In fact, the DOJ didn't seem bothered at all when Trump cooperated back in April. What damage could possibly be done by waiting for an independent third party to review the seized documents? Maybe the Department of Justice just doesn't want an independent third party to see the stuff at all. We already know the FBI took documents protected by the attorney-client privilege. What else may they have taken? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we are back. We are back. Kyle, what's your question or comment, my friend?
Okay, I got a couple for you, Leon. One, you might really like a couple of different breeds of, if you will, or varieties of the garlic. I like the real, the purple Italian. There's a little Italian one that's a purple color, very potent. And the next one is called German White. I really like German White. There's an elephant garlic, but the elephant garlic is not really a garlic. It's more of a leek. And it's also, yeah, it really does make real potent deal. I was going to tell you, I got that fifth edition of the Modern Oil Essentials the last time you, a couple, actually about a month and a half ago when you guys mentioned it. And I found that online for $6.12 with free shipping. I couldn't even believe my eyes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that was really great. But I was going to ask you about the cat eyes you were talking about. When I look it up, as you were talking about it there, it looks like it's more of a headlamp for a bicycle is what came up on my phone. Like not even a headlamp. It's more of a bicycle lamp that goes on the bar.
No, sir. This one, it says you can either look under military cat eyes tactical helmet band, or there is also another one I just put in the cart called Cat Eyes Soft Patch. So, you know, it says a tactical morale patch, and it uses Velcro. So you can stick it on your helmet. And then one thing I thought about is if you ever had to do a fast departure and turn your head around and leave, you'd want to rip that off because then they could see you running down the trail. So I could see why Velcro would be better. And people always say, well, you never do a tactical retreat. Well, we did that in Afghanistan, so it'd be good to be able to take that off quickly if you had to.
Okay, you broke up real quick there. What did you call that? Something tactical, and then you broke up for a second.
Yeah, it says M-TAC, like Mike, or military TAC, Cat Eye Soft Patch, and it's $6.95 in Amazon, and then they have the military Cat Eyes Tactical Helmet Band for $10.
Okay, you called it M-TAC, and it was called a soft pack?
Yeah, soft patch. It's called it soft patch.
Okay. All right. That's all I got. I appreciate you coming on all the time. I really I love it when you're on the round table too. By the way, I appreciate that you spend so much time doing that because I like your insight. I appreciate it very much. Anyway, thanks guys. I'll probably call back on the round table if there's something extremely intriguing, which there always is.
Okay, thanks, Kyle. Thank you for the call. We're at the top of the hour break coming up. We'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us. Haven't heard from Steve Ben Noon. Haven't heard from Steve O'Neill. So we'll see who pops in on the Tuesday morning roundtable. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.